have more complaints on grocery. The word grocery, you know, it's sort of simple word, but it sort of means like everything you eat. The stomach is speaking. It always does. And I have more complaints about that. Bacon and things going up double, triple, quadruple.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 10th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1360. Hurricane Milton left at least 12 people dead, and more than 3 million people are currently without power. Governor Ron DeSantis said the storm did bring much destruction and damage, adding, "The storm was significant, but thankfully this was not the worst-case scenario." Biden said he pre-deployed thousands of federal personnel to areas affected by the storm, including more than 1,000 Coast Guard members, and said that more than 80,000 Floridians had safely sheltered from the storm. Meanwhile, Biden told Trump to get a life for his continued false claims about the federal government's response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Biden made the remarks while delivering a briefing at the White House about the response to Milton so far. After Biden said that people who lie about hurricane recovery efforts are undermining confidence in the rescue and recovery work that is opening and ongoing, a reporter asked if he had spoken to Trump. "Are you kidding me?" Biden said, adding, "Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people." FEMA, meanwhile, has over the last 8 days spent nearly half of the disaster relief funding that Congress allocated for the next 12 months. Biden called on Congress to return from its recess to pass emergency relief. Moving on, Florida's Department of Health threatened to criminally charge local TV stations that air a political ad calling for the repeal of the state's 6-week abortion ban, signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. At least 2 stations have received cease and desist letters saying that running the 30-second spot was a violation of Florida's sanitary nuisance law. The Democratic chair of the FCC, meanwhile, said the stations should not be intimidated for airing political ads, saying the right of broadcasters to speak freely is rooted in the First Amendment. Threats against broadcast stations for airing content that conflicts with the government's views are dangerous and undermine the fundamental principle of free speech. In November, Florida residents will vote on Amendment 4, which would protect abortion rights in the state's constitution and undo the new abortion ban. Meanwhile, inflation dropped last month to its lowest point in more than 3 years. Consumer prices rose 2.4% in September from a year earlier, down from 2.5% in August. It marked the smallest annual increase since February of 2021. The so-called Core Consumer Price Index, which excludes food and energy costs, increased 3.3% from a year ago and 0.3% from August. The unemployment rate stands at 4.1%, the S&P 500 stock is up more than 20% this year, and the GDP has been growing at a 3% pace. And finally, Donald Trump urged the federal court overseeing his election subversion case to not release any additional evidence from special counsel Jack Smith's 165-page legal brief, which details Trump's alleged efforts to subvert the transfer of presidential power after the 2020 election. Trump claimed that Smith was attempting to interfere with the presidential election by making potentially damaging information public while voters are casting their ballots. Trump's attorneys said in a court filing, "There should be no further disclosures at this time of the so-called evidence that the special counsel's office has unlawfully cherry-picked and mischaracterized during early voting in the 2024 presidential election in connection with an improper presidential immunity filing that has no basis in criminal procedure or judicial precedent." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.